做个开始的祷告。Jesus, 带我们做一个祷告。
Let's pray. Our loving Father in heaven, we want to thank you again for this time that you've given us, that we can come together, Lord, and to look at our word, Lord, that we might study it.
主啊，谢谢您今天给我们这样的时间，让我们能够一起来翻开您的圣经，学习您的话语。
We know, Lord, that this is the most valuable thing that you've given to mankind is your word and your truth.
主啊，我们知道您给到人类最珍贵的东西就是您的话语，就是真理。
So Lord, we appreciate your word, and Lord, we just pray that the Spirit of God would help us to understand and teach us from Thy word, Lord, Thy love and kindness to us.
主啊，我们要谢谢您赐给我们这话语，我们更要谢谢您赐给我们圣灵，带领我们明白，也接受您借着话语给我们宝贵的恩典。
We pray for each and every one that's here, Lord, that You would bless them.And open up their eyes of understanding, that they might behold Jesus and His loving kindness to us.
主啊，也盼望我们今天每一个人，在您的圣灵带领下，能够开我们的眼，让我们真的明白，也愿意接受基督成为我们的救主。
We ask for Thy help in the precious and worthy name of our Lord Jesus.
我们求您的帮助，也求您的祝福，在今天这样的时间，我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Well, we've turned to the Gospel of John, chapter 7.
我们翻开圣经，翻到新约的约翰福音的七章。新约约翰福音的七章。
I'd like to read the first 13 verses of the book.
我们一起来读前面的一到十三节。我们先看一下前面的一到十三节。
Because we left off our studies last spring, in June, we ended in verse 21 or 22, I believe. But what we'd like to do today is do a little review of this seventh chapter.
那我们上一次在六月份停下来的时候呢，是停在了七章的二十和二十一节左右。那为了让我们有个连贯性呢，我们做一点小的回顾，从七章的一节开始。
Last week we looked at the feast that the Lord Jesus went up to Jerusalem to teach at.
上一周我们花了一整堂课的时间来学习了耶稣时代的七个节日。
And so we want to today.We're going to take the look at the background of the chapter that we studied last spring, the first part of the chapter, just to go through it quickly to refresh our minds about the early part of the Lord Jesus' discourse.
所以我们要今天呢，就从七章一节开始，就是这样的一个节日的背景，叫祝棚节啊，一年最后一个。大的节期的背景，然后我们一路往下呢，读到上以前停下来的部分，让我们有一个回顾的概念啊，知道这个故事是个什么样的场景。
So let's read the first 13 verses. We'll just read around in Mandarin, and so we can get caught up into our study.
我们先用中文一节一节读哈，读十三节，然后我们就开始。长老跟我们开始讲，这事以后，耶稣在加利利游行，不愿在犹太游行，因为犹太人想要杀他。
当时犹太人的祝棚节近了，
耶稣的弟兄就对他说：“你离开这里，上犹太去，去吧，叫你的门徒也看见你所行的事。
人要显扬名声，没有在暗处行事的。你如果行这些事，就当将自己显明给世人看。”
因为连他的弟兄说这话是因为不信他。
耶稣就对他们说，我的时候还没有到，你们的时候常是方便的。
世人不能恨你们，却是恨我，因为我指证他们所做的事是恶的。
你们上去过节吧，我现在不上去过这节，因为我的时候还没有满。
耶稣说了这话，仍旧住在加利利。
但他弟兄上去以后，他也上去过节，不是明去，似乎是暗去的。
正在节期，犹太人寻找耶稣说他在哪里。
众人为他纷纷议论，有的说他是好人。
还有
不然他是迷惑众人的。
那有没有人明明地讲论他，因为他怕犹太人。
Yeah, OK.
Very good.
So so the time of year is just about this time of year in Israel.
所以这个故事的背景哈，就刚刚好就是这几天的时间，一年里面，因为过去的几天刚好就是犹太人的祝棚节哈。
It's the time of the Feast of the Tabernacles.
就是祝棚节，犹太的祝棚节的时期。
Now the word tabernacles means dwellings.
因为棚哈，其实就是住了，就是要你要住进去的意思。
A temporary dwelling.
一个临时的住处的意思。
It could be a tent. It could be just a very small shelter. But that's what the word means. Tabernacle or tent.
这个词呢 ，tabernacle 这个词其实就是一个帐篷或者一个临时栖身的场所的这么一个意思。
And we saw last time how the Jews even today, when they celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles.
那我们上一次呢就讲了今天的犹太人啊，即使到今天他们也是这么庆祝这个祝棚节的。
You can see, we looked at it last time.
我们上一次有给了这张照片给大家看。
The it's just these are just curtains.
所以这些边上的其实都是一些窗帘或者幔子哈。
And you can see it's decorated with fall leaves.
然后他们装饰呢是用秋天的红叶来装饰的。
Now the Jews do this all over the world today.
那今天的犹太人在全世界呢，他们都这么干的。
This could be in Jerusalem.
这里这个照片也可能是在耶路撒冷。
It could be in Italy.
也可能在意大利。
It could be in Nebraska.
也可能是在那 Nebraska， 就是
anyway,
美国的一个州啊。
They're not always the same.
他们不一定都是这个形式、这个形状的帐篷。
But it's a harvest festival.
但它一定是一个丰收的节日。
It's the time of year when all the produce is brought in, to the storehouse, and the Jews celebrate their harvest festival.
因为这是一个一年里面呢，所有的收割全部完成，入库了，然后犹太人就开始庆祝一年的收成。
So.What they're celebrating is that God brought them as out of Egypt as slaves.
当他们庆祝的时候呢，他们都是纪念神把他们从埃及带出来，他们在埃及为奴的时候。
And they went into the wilderness.
他们进到了旷野。
There was no planting of seeds. There was no harvest or anything.
但他们在旷野的时候呢，是没有。收割的也没有耕种的没有种子。
But God sustained them by bread from heaven, the manna that came down from heaven.
四十年之久呢，神从天上降下那玛纳给他们吃，他们都是从神直接得吃的。
When they were thirsty, he gave them water out of a rock.
当他们渴的时候呢，神是直接从磐石里啊，让涌出水来给他们喝。
And so when they came into the land that God had promised, they could look back how God was faithful. And he took them through the wilderness and he brought them into the promised land that he had given to them.
所以当他们进到最终神给他们的应许的迦南美地的时候，他每一年在这个季节里呢，他们就回望神在四十年之久如何的信实啊，如何的带领他们，能够走出旷野，能旷野供应他们进到最终进到迦南地。
So in all of these booths, the people are sometimes they don't have tables and chairs, they sit around the floor.
所以在这样的一个帐篷里呢，有的时候人们不一定会像这个会放些桌子啊，直接就坐在地上围一圈。
But it's a remembrance. They're living in a temporary tent, and they're remembering God's faithfulness.
所以他们做这些都是为了纪念他们在旷野住在那临时的帐篷里，更纪念神是何等的信实。
Now the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles was drawing near, it says.
所以在这里他第一节说呢，犹太人的住棚节近了。
And there was a problem.
那现在呢有个麻烦。
The Jews in Jerusalem, that is the chief priests, the religious leaders.
在耶路撒冷的犹太人呢，那些大祭司，他们是宗教的那些领袖嘛。
They wanted to kill him.
但这些领袖想要杀耶稣。
He'd been preaching for 3 years by this time.
在到这个时候呢，耶稣已经从开始服事讲道呢已经三年了。
And he had exposed their corruption and their greed.
耶稣在这三年里呢一直就是在显明那些宗教领袖的败坏和贪婪。
The Old Testament prophets had prophesied that their Messiah would come.
旧约的先知一直预言这个弥赛亚，这个救世主要来。
And Jesus, with his miracles, had proven that he had met all the requirements that the prophets had prophesied.
然后耶稣借着他的神迹，借着他所行的一切事呢，都已经完全应验了，也证明了耶稣就是那个整个旧约诸多先知预言将要来的那个弥赛亚，那个救主。
But the leaders were not willing to give up their power.
但是那个时代的那些个宗教领袖呢，却不愿意放弃他们的权力。
They didn't want to give up their wealth and their positions of importance.
也不希望放弃他们的财富和地位。
And so what they did was they had a plot to kill him.
所以他们做什么呢？他们就开始密谋要杀了耶稣。
And this, during a time of remembering God's faithfulness and His goodness to the nation.
恰恰是在这样的一个应该纪念神的恩典、神的信实的这个季节里呢。
So the Lord Jesus says in verse 1, He purposely stayed away from Judea.
那个犹太人想要密谋杀他，所以耶稣在这里说他要远离哈，他暗去哈，他不能明去了。
But now the Feast of Tabernacles is near.
那个祝棚节要近了。
Now Jesus' own brothers, that is his brothers after the flesh.
那耶稣的弟兄，这些弟兄呢，就是耶稣的弟弟哈，就是他在地上肉身的那些弟弟。
Jesus had at least he had four half brothers.
那他至少有四个。有玛利亚，都从玛利亚生的这个弟弟啊。
Now you recall that his father was God himself.
因为我们知道耶稣的父是天父啊，就是神自己。
When Mary was still a virgin, the Holy Spirit came upon Mary, and by a miraculous conception, she conceived a son.
所以当玛利亚还是童女的时候呢，圣灵。以一个神迹的方式哈，让玛利亚童女怀孕，耶稣道成肉身，这是耶稣的来历。
This was God manifest in the flesh.
这就是神，他的道呢显明在人的肉身里。
He had an earthly mother.
所以耶稣有个地上的母亲。
And so he took part of our humanity.
所以他跟我们一样，有一样的人性。
But his father was God.
但他的父呢是神。
And as such, he was fully God and fully man.
所以这样的一个形式呢，他既是完全的神，他也是完全的人。
That's a great mystery.
这是一个很大的奥秘了。
But the scriptures are very clear about it.
但圣经在这点上讲得非常的清楚。
So God became a man.
所以神呢来到了人间，成为一个人。
And afterwards, Mary also had four natural sons and some daughters.
那之后呢，玛利亚呢就还有在地上，跟约瑟生的四个孩子哈和女儿，儿子和女儿。
Now these natural brothers had grown up with Jesus.
然后这些呢，地上的弟弟们哈，跟耶稣也是同时间一起长大的。
The Lord Jesus had never sinned.
那耶稣是从来没有罪的，因为他在他里面全然无罪。
His brothers would have known that.
他的弟弟们应该是知道这个情形的。
Yet they didn't believe him, it says.
但是呢，他的弟弟们还是不信他。
And there in verse 5 it says even his own brothers didn't believe in him.
所以呢，第五节说呢，即使他的弟兄说这话，也是因为不信他。
But they saw the miracles.
那他们弟兄们也见了他的神迹啊。
And they naturally thought in worldly terms.
因为他们一直是用地上的思维方式来想事情。
If you're the Messiah, the coming King, then you need to advertise yourself.
因为地上的想法，假设你是那个要来的王，那个要来的救主，你应该广告一下自己，宣传一下自己。
How do politicians advertise themselves?
就像今天的政客们如何的宣传自己一样。
They go on television and they tell everybody how great they are.
就像政客们会跑到电视上去宣传他们是多么的好啊，拉选票。
The Lord Jesus never put himself forward that way.
那耶稣从来没有这么来。把自己放到人前来。
His brothers say to him in verse 3, You ought to leave here and go to Judea so that your disciples may see the miracles you do. Because no one who wants to become a public figure acts in secret. Since you're doing these things, show yourself to the world. Advertise yourself.
对，就像第四节，他说人要显扬名声，没有暗处行事，这是他们弟弟们说的哈。你如果要行这些事，就当在明处显明给世人看。
And so his brothers, they didn't believe that he was the Son of God himself.
所以他的弟弟们也是不相信他是神的圣子。
Now, just a little explanation. When we use the term the Son of God here, when we think of it, we believe that we're all sons of God. We're all human beings made in the likeness of God.
对，当我们讲到神的儿子这个词的时候呢，其实呢，它有很多的含义哈。某种意义上呢，我们在座的都是神的儿子，因为我们都是按照神的形象和样式造的，因为亚当是神的儿子。
But the Jews who knew the scriptures didn't look at it that way.
但是呢，犹太人呢看圣经呢，他不是局限在这个角度的。
The words.When we use the word Son of God, the Jew understands it to be that he is the very nature of God.
所以当讲到神的儿子的时候呢，犹太人是很特别的知道他是在讲神自己，就是他有神一样的本性。
So when the Lord Jesus showed by his miracles that he was God himself, the Son of God,He never denied that he was the Son of God.
所以当耶稣借着他的神迹哈显明他自己的时候呢，他从来没有否认他就是神的圣子，其实就是神自己，三位一体的神。
And so the Jews, that's why they wanted to kill him as well, because they believed that he was blaspheming, making himself God.
这就是为什么耶稣在那个时候呢，那些犹太宗教领袖想要杀他。因为耶稣这么讲了，相当于把自己当作神，在犹太人来看呢，这就是亵渎了。
That was their official reason for wanting to put him to death.
这是他们所谓的官方的理由啊，想要杀他的这个官方的理由。
That he said he was the Son of God.
就是因为耶稣自称是神的圣子，神的儿子。
Now, the real reason, as I mentioned before, was because they were jealous.Then they wanted to retain their power.
那真正里面内心的原因呢，是因为他们真的很嫉妒，他们想留住宗教领袖而来的那些权柄。
Now the purpose that the Lord Jesus came was not only to reveal God to man, but he was going to lay down his life as the supreme sacrifice for sin.
但真正耶稣来的目的哈，不单单是借着道成肉身把神显明给人看，更多的是他要借着十字架的牺牲呢，把自己作为罪的赎价献上，来赎地上人的罪哈。
But he would not lay his life down at the Feast of Tabernacles.
啊，但他不会在这个祝棚节的时候呢，把他的生命献上，因为这不是。
He came to fulfill the entire word of God.
啊，他来是来实现啊神所有在旧约里的那些预言。
All the promises of God in the Old Testament were fulfilled in the Lord Jesus.
所有旧约大量的指着未来那个弥赛亚所说的预言呢，都在耶稣身上应验了。
Or they will be fulfilled in him. Some of the prophecies are yet future.
那今天还有一些没有应验的是他要第二次再来啊，就是主再来的时候。
His sacrifice would be done at a different feast.
那他的牺牲啊，就他的上十字架呢，会在另外一个节期里，不是这个祝棚节啊，要在隔一年的下一年的逾越节了。
This looks familiar. This is what we were looking at last week.
那这是我们上一周学习的一个图了，就是犹太人一年七个的节期。
There were seven feasts in all.
一共七个啊。分成三段，一共七个，三个时间段。
And the seven are grouped in three, one, and three.
所以七呢分成三个部分，三个节日，一个节日和三个节日。
The first three were celebrated in the springtime.
第一个的三个呢是在春天时候庆祝的。
The 14th.15th and 16th day of the first month, which is corresponds to our April approximately.
那是第一个的三个呢，是在犹太历的正月十四、十五和十六号哈。那正月犹太人的正月呢，差不多就是我们的四月了。
50 days later, there is the Feast of Pentecost.
那第一个节期的五十天之后呢，就是第二个节，就是五旬节了。
In between, there's the harvest, the grain harvest.
那在这五十天之内呢，是那个稻谷，不是稻谷，就是大麦、小麦的收成。
During that 50 days, barley and then wheat.
啊，先是大麦，后是小麦，五十天里面。
Then there's a separation here of four.Was it three months separation between Pentecost and this other three grouped together?
然后呢，从五旬节到后面的秋天的三个节日当中，隔了三个月。
So we're just looking at this top line here.
所以我们只看顶上的一行哈。
So three times a year, every male in Israel was required to come up to Jerusalem.To a feast.
所以一年三次，犹太人的男人呢，都被要求要回到耶路撒冷来庆祝这三段的节期。
These three together were grouped, and they were known as the Passover.
前面的三个呢，一组被称为一般会称为逾越节期，大的逾越节期。
And the males would come up to Jerusalem and celebrate Passover.
那犹太男性呢，来到耶路撒冷都会一起庆祝这犹太逾越节。
And then they would go back and harvest their grain.
然后他们会回家，在五十天里收割他们的大麦、小麦。
And then there would be three months where they would be the ingathering of the olives and the grapes and the figs and the thrashing of the grain. They did all their work for the year.
那五旬节之后的那三个月呢？他们回去收割什么呢？收割橄榄，收割。葡萄收割无花果，然后把各种的这个谷物呢都打了收仓啊，那这个是一个也是一个收获的季。
And though, so these three grouped together are known as the Feast of Tabernacles.
那最后那三个节期合起来呢，被称为祝棚节。
It lasts a week.
它也是一周的时间。
On the first day of that seventh month, they blow the they blow the trumpets.
所以七月的第一天呢，他们会吹角哈，就叫吹角节。
And on the tenth day there is Yom Kippur, which is the Day of Atonement.
那第十天呢，就是赎罪日了。
And then they have the Feast of Tabernacles lasting 7 days.
然后呢，在十五到二十二呢，它有七天的节日，就是祝棚节了。
And during that time, they live in temporary dwellings.
所以在这段时间里，他们一般都是临时住在帐篷里。
So those are the seven feasts.
这就是七个节期了。
Now the Lord Jesus was not going to die then. That's why he waited.
所以为什么有这段对话的背景呢？因为耶稣不会死在祝棚节的时期啊，所以他这个时候他是暗暗的去。
Now the next thing he says to them.The right verse 6, the right time for me has not yet come.
所以他说呢，我的时候没有到。第六节讲的就是这个意思了。
He is working within God's timing and God's plan.
所以他一直是在神的计划和时间表里在往前走的。
And he tells them, "For you, any time is right."
但是他跟弟弟们说，你们的时候总是方便的。
They weren't walking in God's plan, they were walking in their own plan.
因为他们并不是顺服神的旨意在做事，他的弟弟们在自己的计划里做事。
They were just doing their own thing like everybody else.
就像我们一切的人一样，都在做自己的计划里的事。
The Lord Jesus was completely submitted to the Father's will.
那耶稣基督是完全把自己的意志放在父的心意之下。
Every step, every action, every word that he took,was in complete conformity with the will of God.
他一切所行所说的都是完全按照父的心意来做的。
And there is true freedom in doing the will of God.
这当你自己顺服神的时候，你得着真的自由了。
Our own wills often get us into trouble.
因为我们自己在自由意志里要彰显自己的决定呢，往往带给我们的是麻烦。
Broken marriages and all kinds of problems that we cause with our own free wills.
我们因着自由意志所要彰显我们的想法的时候带来的那些麻烦，比如说这种婚姻的问题，各种各样的麻烦。
But the Lord Jesus submitted himself completely to the will of the Father.
那耶稣呢，却把自己的心意全然放在父的旨意的下面。
He says the world can't hate you.
所以他七节往下说，那世人不会恨你们。
But it hates me.
却是恨我。
Because I testify that what it does is evil.
因为我指证他们所做的事是恶的。
Says you go up to the feast.
所以你们上去过节吧。
I'm not yet going up to the feast.
我现在还不上去过节。
Because for me the right time has not yet come.
因为我的时候还没有满。
And having said this, he stayed in Galilee.
所以说了这些话，他就仍住在加利利。
Now what he meant by the time was not right for him is that he must fulfill.All of those.
所以他说他的时候没有到呢，是他要把七个节日在新约的属灵的含义，他全要实现了。
We saw last week what the feast of Passover was.
我们都知道，上周我们讲了逾越节在是个什么样的意思。
The children of Israel were slaves in Egypt.
因为犹太人呢是埃及的奴隶，在那个时候。
God was going to redeem His people out of Egypt.
神呢要把他的子民从犹太人从埃及招出来。
Redemption means a payment.
所以赎出来啊，意味着就要付代价了。
They were slaves to Pharaoh, king of Egypt.
因为他们本来是法老的奴隶。
The Bible says that we are slaves to the Satan and sin.
我们同样道理的，它其实是一个预表哈，那在我们身上的应验，我们都是罪的奴仆，就是撒旦的奴仆。
How can we be purchased back from such a power?
我们怎么样能从罪的势力下能被解救出来呢？
What kind of payment can be made?
那什么样的代价需要付上呢？
Moses told the children of Israel to take a lamb.
摩西告诉犹太人呢，在逾越节前呢要取一只羔羊。
And on the 14th day of that first month, they were to take that lamb and kill it.
然后在十四号呢，正月十四呢，他们要把这个羔羊呢杀了。
They were to take the blood in the bowl.
把血呢留在一个大盆里。
And they were to put that blood on the lintel over and the side posts of the doors of their house.
然后他就用牛膝草呢，把这个血刷在自己房子的门框和门楣上。
And then they were to go into the house.
然后所有人呢，家里所有人都进到这个房子里去。
And they were not to go out.
然后不能出来。
Because through Egypt, God was going to send His destroying angel.
因为在整个当天晚上呢，整个埃及地呢，神的灭命的天使会来。
And any house, and that angel at midnight was going to come through the land of Egypt.
那这个天使呢，会在午夜的时候，走过整个埃及地。
And wherever there was no blood on the lintel and the doorposts of a house,
所有的房子门框和门楣上没有羊血的。
The angel would kill the firstborn son, or the firstborn. In every household.
那灭命天使会把这一家，假设没有门框、门楣上没有血的这一家的头生的，第一个生的会杀掉。
Now everybody in Egypt knew this.
每一个在埃及的，不单是犹太人，埃及人也都知道。
Including the Egyptians.
包括那些埃及人，他们知道的。
All you had to do was follow God's instructions.
你需要做的就是跟随神给你的救赎的方法。
And you'd be saved.
你就得救了。
And so, what happened that night?
那天晚上发生什么了呢？
Many ignored the warning that was given.
很多人他不相信啊，有埃及人不相信。
And in those households, there was a great cry went up out of Egypt.
所以在午夜的时候，埃及每家都死了一个人啊，整个埃及一片哭声。
And in Pharaoh's household,
包括法老家
as well.
一样的。
Finally. Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, said to Moses, "Take your people and go."
所以最终呢，这是第十灾了哈。那法老最终跟摩西说：“那你带着你的子民走吧。”
And so the slaves, the children of Israel, were slaves in Egypt, were able to leave Egypt and go out toward the promised land.
所以埃及的奴隶，就这些犹太人呢，能够最终离开埃及啊。
And so they were redeemed by the blood of a lamb.
所以呢，在那个场景里呢，他们是被羊的血所救赎的。
Now we read in the first chapter of John, if you please. First John chapter 1, the same book we're in now.
如果我们读一下
John chapter 1,
约翰福音的一章。
We have John the Baptist, who was the Lord Jesus's forerunner.He's the one that prepared the nation for him to come.
约翰施洗的约翰呢，是耶稣要来的铺路的先锋啊。
And verse 29, chapter 1, verse 29.
约翰福音的一章的二十九节。
John the Baptist says this.
施洗的约翰指着耶稣说了一段话。
The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God."Who takes away the sin of the world?
次日，约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
Now, the lamb here in Egypt, it paid the price for the sin of the children of Israel.
在旧约的逾越节的这个羔羊呢，其实他们是帮助犹太人哈。躲过灭命天使的这个代价呢，是这个羔羊付上。
Now it didn't take away their sin.
但是呢，在这个羔羊的血里面呢，它没有替犹太人能够赎去这罪啊，因为它只是动物。
Although a lamb is innocent, it's unwilling.
虽然这个羊是无辜的啊，但它也是不愿意 ，unwilling 的。
Yeah, unwilling.
不愿意的。
And so that.The blood of an animal can never remove our sin and release us from the power of the evil one.
一个动物的血是没有办法 除掉我们已经犯的罪孽，也不能让我们从罪的权势中得到自由的。
And so that's what the Lord Jesus was. He was the Lamb. This is only a picture.
所以呢，逾越节的旧约里啊，整个的旧约节日都只是一个比喻的图像，就是神演出来以后让我们看见它只是一个预表，真实的含义都是在新约里。
The sacrifice that the Lord Jesus made upon the cross satisfied God's righteousness and completely removes our sin.
但是神在耶稣基督里所献的这个，借着耶稣基督献的这个赎罪祭呢，是完全除掉了我们的罪孽。
In Egypt, the blood only covered over the people.
所以在旧约的这个逾越节的羔羊只是暂时遮盖了，所以他们每年都要献，暂时遮盖了这个罪哈，他一年一年每年都要拿羊来献。
Now what's the importance of the blood?
那血的重要性是什么呢？
What does it represent?
血代表什么呢？
The life.
血代表生命了哈。
The life.
血就代表生命。
A life for a life.
生命换生命。
You and I, our lives are forfeited. They have been given up by sin. We're all dying.
我们因着罪，我们都是将死的人了。
But the Lord Jesus, He gave His life for us.
但是耶稣把他的生命给了我们。
He shed His blood.
他把他的血付上。
And so here in Egypt, they were covered over.
所以在埃及呢，羊血只是盖住了，暂时盖住了罪。
With the blood. Now the Lord Jesus.His time was not the Feast of Tabernacles.
所以耶稣说他的时候没有到呢，说明他死的时候不应该是祝棚节的时候。
It would be coming in the first month.
应该是这个第一个月的这个逾越节的时候，这是他死的时候。
Of the next year.
应该是在转头过去的那下一年啊，所以就不是这一年的十月，应该是下一年的四月了。
It would be at Passover that he would be his time would come.
所以应该是下一年的逾越节，这就他的时候到了。
When the time came, it says he set his face steadfast toward to go up to Jerusalem.
所以我们再往后看呢，等到那个时候呢，耶稣再一次上耶路撒冷的时候，圣经说呢，他就定义向耶路撒冷而去了，就是他准备去死。
Now it doesn't end there.
也还是没有停在这儿啊。
He died on the 14th day of the first month.
他在十四就是。周五的晚上呢，他死了。
We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 that Christ was our Passover sacrificed for us.
就像哥林多前书的五章说呢，耶稣就是我们的逾越节羔羊啊，献上为我们死了。
How do we know that God is satisfied with that sacrifice?
那我们怎么知道神悦纳了这样的献祭呢？我们怎么知道他的这个祭物为我们赎罪够了呢？
What happened that proved that God was satisfied with that sacrifice?
什么发生了来证明神已经知道这个赎罪祭是足够遮盖除去我们的罪呢？
Could you say that again?
Resurrection.
就是复活了哈。
Better than that.
Resurrection.
Yeah,
复活。
Never say resurrection. Say resurrection.
我们不用轻轻的说哈，这是一个非常喜乐的事。
Am I saying it right?
要大声的说。
Can you say that in Urdu? Or in Punjabi?
I don't know what we don't have that word resurrection. Because there's no resurrection in our
good one.
There is no resurrection.
跟 Jade 说要他用他们印度当地的话来说这个复活，他说他们当地没有复活这个词。
Punjabi, yes. My dear brother. So, what happened on the day the morning of the after the Sabbath?
所以在这安息日啊当中这三个节呢，十四号是耶稣的受难日，中间就是一个安息日哈，这是一个安息日，所以呢这就是安息日的第一日哈，就是第一共三天连着三天，周五、周六和周日，安息日是周六。
Now, the Feast of Unleavened Bread we'll get to in a minute.
我们等会来讲这个除酵节哈，中间这个除酵节。
The Lord Jesus died on the Friday.
所以耶稣在星期五晚上死了，星期五晚上之前，下午。
It's called in English we call it Good Friday.
我们在英语里叫呢叫 Good Friday 哈。就是复活节的
It wasn't good for the Lord Jesus.
但这个呢，对耶稣不是 good 哈，不是好的，对我们是 good。
But my friend Bert, a missionary in Africa, he said, I asked him one time. I said, why is it called Good Friday?
我一个传教士的弟兄，他叫 Bert。有一次我问他一个问题，为什么大家都管这个叫 Good Friday? Good Friday 就好周五的意思。
He said, it's good for us.
他说这因为对我们很好。
He died for us.
因为他为我们死了，耶稣为我们死了。
On the Saturday, the Sabbath, he was in the grave.
那第二天呢，也就是周六的安息日呢，耶稣就在坟墓里。
Sunday morning, the first day of the week.
那星期天的早晨，星期天呢就是犹太历的每周的第一天。
Very early in the morning.
非常早的早上非常早的时候
，There were women that came to the tomb.
有一个妇女呢，她就来到耶稣的坟墓。
And they found that the stone was rolled away, and there was an angel sitting upon it.
但是她来的时候发现那个墓门口那个大的石头已经被挪开了，有天使坐在上面。
The angel said to the women, "He's not here. He has risen."
然后天使告诉妇人说呢。他也就是耶稣不在这里，他已经复活了。
Why are you looking for the living among the dead?
他说你为什么要在死人的地方来找一个活人呢？
Now at the same time, early in the morning, something was happening up in the temple.
那同样的那一时刻啊，在第三天，也就是这个星期天早晨很早的时候呢，在圣殿里也同时要发生一点事情。
That early that morning, someone had gone out to the first of the barley harvest.
在同时的圣殿呢，犹太人呢要开始庆祝他们的初熟节，会有人把第一把的这个大麦哈，熟的大麦，最早熟的大麦要拿一把过来。
And they had cut some barley, a bundle of barley.
然后他们会把初熟的大麦呢砍一捆呢，要捆起来哈，要扎一把。
And they had come into the temple.
那他们要来到呢，祭司要拿这把的这个出手的大麦来到圣殿前面。
And in the temple, he had waved the sheaves of grain, the sheaf of grain in the presence of the Lord.
然后他们要在神的约柜面前，就神的圣所面前去摇一下这把出手的谷物。
And so that was called the Feast of First Fruits.
这就是被称为出手节的意思了。
And the Lord Jesus is where he's called Christ our first fruits has been sacrificed for us.
但是在圣经的书信里面呢，耶稣被称为我们初熟的果子被献上给了神呢。
He's the first that has risen from the dead.
所以耶稣是初熟的，初熟的就是他是第一个从死里复活的。
Now, some had beenraised from the dead during the ministry of the Lord Jesus.
但是在耶稣服事的时候呢，有人也真的在耶稣的神迹里呢，他让有几个人从死里复活了，三个人。
He raised Lazarus from the dead.
比方说呢，他让拉撒路从死里复活了。
But that wasn't the same. That was more like a resuscitation, not a resurrection.
所以这样的一个复活跟耶稣的复活是有本质区别的，所以。这个不是耶稣的永恒的复活，他只是一个肉体的复活，他还会再死的。
The resurrection of the Lord Jesus was not just to revive the body so it will live for a while and then die again.
所以耶稣的复活不是说呢回到他曾经在地上活过的那个身体的样式。
The resurrection of the Lord Jesus, he was raised into anothersphere altogether.
所以耶稣的复活是让他有一个完全的属天的身体，他进到了一个新的维度里面。
His body now could actually go through what we would call solid things.
所以他的身体在复活以后的身体， 他是不受时空的限制了，就他可以穿过任何的固体的比较强的石头。
that night the disciples were all gathered together in fear. They had the doors locked, the windows closed.
比如说他复活以后的那天晚上啊，门徒们都很害怕，他们都聚集在一起，门和窗都关得很严实。
The Lord Jesus appeared among them.
突然之间耶稣就站在他们中间。
He didn't open the door. He didn't climb in the window.
耶稣也没有爬窗进来，也没有开门进来哈。
He stood there among them.
他就站在他们中间。
They thought he was a spirit.
他们以为他是个灵啊，只是一个灵。
He said, touch me.
然后耶稣跟他们说，那你来摸我哈。
A spirit doesn't have flesh and bone.
因为一个灵是不会有肉和骨的。
So he was in a glorified body now.
所以他复活的身体是个荣耀的身体。
An eternal body.
是个永恒的身体。
A glorified body.
一个有神荣耀的身体。
And he's the first fruits of all those who believe in him.
所以他对于一切信靠他的人来说，他是那个初熟的果子。
Those that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, someday when he comes for them, comes for us, we're going to be changed into his image.
所以那一切在主里信靠耶稣基督的人呢，我们就会跟他一样啊，当他再来的时候，我们也会复活，得着一个属天的身体，跟耶稣一样啊。所以就像我们是后面的大麦和小麦，他是第一个，我们要跟着一样有，我们会在地上死，然后我们会复活，有一个复活的身体。
That will be a glorified body.
我们那个复活的身体就不是现在这个身体，是也是跟耶稣一样荣耀的身体。
That will be fit not only to travel the universe, but to actually go into the third heaven, which is the dwelling place of God.
所以那这样的身体不单是在我们有看见的这个有限的宇宙时空里能够旅行啊，我们可以去到三重天，就是神的所在的地方。
It's not a natural body, it's a spiritual body.
这不是一个自然的我们看见的身体，这是一个属灵的。
Christ was the first fruit.
永恒的身体，所以耶稣是那初熟的果子。
And when the priest in the temple waved that first fruits, he didn't know what he was doing.
所以当祭司们哈，当时在圣殿那里，他摇这把果子的时候，其实他们不知道这个意思是什么，他们只是在守旧约的节期。
At that same moment, the Lord Jesus was appearing in heaven as the first resurrected individual.
在同样的一个时刻呢，耶稣却是复活，显明在天上，那他就是那初熟。
Resurrected, I might say, also glorified.
所以初熟的，荣耀的。
So what we've done here is we've just wanted to say that the Lord's time, that's what he says.
所以我们这里呢，其实就是解释了。
Verse 6,
耶稣在第六节里面，七章六节里讲的，他的时候没有到，是什么时候？应该就是逾越节的时候。
In verse 8, you go up to the feast.
第八节他说你们去哈。
I'm not yet going up to this feast because for me the right time has not yet come.
你们去，我现在不去，因为我的时候还没有满。
Having said this, he stayed in Galilee.
所以说了这话呢，他就仍旧住加利利。
And then we're going to pick this up. We'll have a little break now.
Yeah.
I think, is
okay,
it?
Yeah.
We'll have a little break, and then we'll pick this up and continue on through
okay.
our story.
那我们先暂时休息一下啊。那我们等会儿再开始的时候呢，我们就继续把下面的经文再回顾一下。我们做一个结束的祷告。我们在天上的父，谢谢您啊，赐给我们这样宝贵的话语。也让我们明白一切最宝贵的就是耶稣基督在十字架上献上的救赎，父啊，因为没有什么比这对我们更重要的。因为我们本是生在罪恶败坏中，本是面临死亡的审判，父啊，谢谢您把这逾越节的羔羊耶稣基督的宝血赐给我们我要让我们不但得着救恩更得着因着救恩而来的圣灵，让我们随时能够敞着脸来到父的面前，为要得连续蒙恩惠做随时的帮助，是吧？这是何等大的祝福呢！所以求您祝福我们一会儿的饮食， 洁净着饮食，更让我们有一颗顺服谦卑的心。这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。做一个祷告。
Father, this is your word.
父啊，这是您的话语。
And Lord, for us to understand, we need your spirit to open the scriptures to us.
主啊，为了我们能明白，我们需要您的圣灵带领我们，开我们的心。
We're only men and women, Father.
因为我们真的只是人。
So we need your divine help to help us to understand the things that are given to us in the scripture.
我们需要您属神的帮助，来让我们明白我们面前这本圣经。
So Father, we pray that our hearts might be quiet. We might receive those things that you would freely give us concerning your Son.
父啊，求您让我们的心能安静，让我们的心能完全的明白，也接受这真理。
We ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣的名。
For His glory.
为了他的荣耀。
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah. I just wanted to mention before we get started again.
那我们开始之前呢，Jude长老想跟我们有点分享。
Eric's been giving a history of the Jewish people, how they were slaves and how God with a mighty hand took them from that slavery.
Eric 刚才提到了，犹太人的这个历史哈，他们怎么样在埃及做奴隶，神怎么样把他们从埃及带出来。
Egypt was a very mighty nation at that time. There was no other nation stronger than Egypt.
在那样的时代哈，以色列人出埃及那个时代，埃及是地上最强大的国度啊。
But these people could not get out of there if it wasn't for the mighty hand of God taking them and rescuing them.
若没有大能的神以大能的手带领他们，他们是出不来的。
And then when he took them out of there, he took them to a desert place where there's no water, there's no food. You can't grow a garden. You can't buy any clothing from a store. There's no stores around. It's just desert, wilderness, hot.
那当他们被神带出来的时候呢，神带领他们在埃及在旷野走了几十年哈。那这旷野里呢非常热，然后也没有水，没有食物，一切都是荒凉。
God was trying to teach them that we must rely on God.
所以神要在旷野呢，想要教导他们一个真理啊，就是他们一切要依靠神。
See, God has created us that way, that we should depend on Him.
因为神是在一个什么样的方式里造我们的呢？他是在我们全然依靠他的这个方式里造我们的。
So when they went through the desert and God gave them food to eat, He gave them water to drink. Their clothing never got old; it stayed the same, and they never got sick.
然后在四十年之久啊，神给他们饮食。给他们水喝吃的，四十年之久呢，鞋没有穿破啊，他们的脚没有肿，身体没有生病。
He took total care of them. They didn't need to worry about anything.
所以他们完完全全没有靠着自己得着任何的供应，全都出于神。
And these festivals that God told them to keep were festivals to remind them that He is their Creator and He is the one who provides for them and takes care of them.
所以这样的一个节期呢，神就是想让他们记得神是怎么样在旷野供应他们的，带领他们的，是何等的信实。
And that's why God wants us to remember. He wants all people to remember.
他也神也是希望我们如此的纪念他，因为我们每一个人都是依靠神的供应。
What happens is people when they take these festivals, they're not the original meanings anymore.It's just like Christmas time is not an original meaning anymore. People don't celebrate the birth of Christ. They celebrate with parties, getting drunk, and having a good time. That's what their celebration is.
但是今天呢，各种的节日就会有一个问题，他们已经不再去纪念最初这个节日的意义，就像圣诞节一样，就是喝一点东西，然后聚会一下，都忘记了圣诞节就是在庆祝耶稣的诞生，这样的一个最初的含义。
But God wants us to remember the truth.And this Bible, the Word of God, has survived not because of the will of God. Not because of the will of God. Many people have tried to destroy this Word. But it was the mighty power of God that sustained this book that's still here.
神的心意哈，他是要让这个话语呢一直存留。 让每一个人能听见，能够相信，能够得救。所以很多人其实是想毁坏这经啊，毁坏这圣经，攻击这圣经，很多很多年过去的很长的一段时间，但是这话语依然存留到今天啊，这是在神大能的看顾下。
The world says many, many different things. As many mouths there are, that's how many point of views there are.
所以世人会告诉你很多很多的道理，世上有多少张嘴呢，就会有多少种观点。
We must always go back to the word of God and what does he say.
所以我们总是要回到神的话语来看他是上帝是怎么说的，我们就明白什么才是真理。
You see, if God didn't design these festivals, people would forget. They forgot anyways. They started turning these festivals into social events.
所以神若不在圣经里告诉我们这些，比方说这个节期是意义是什么呢，我们很容易就把这个变成了地上的社交的活动，就是就各种各样的自己的想法就都来了。
The Lord Jesus, before he went to the cross, he gave us the remembrance feast, a new covenant, and he explains everything to us that he was going to go and die for the sins of all of mankind.
所以耶稣呢也是一样告诉我们，他要上十字架之前，他告诉门徒也是设立了一些的纪念哈，让我们纪念他。
So he gave us this feast to come the first day of the week to remember him in his death.
比方说呢，我们每一个圣日啊，每一个主日就是星期天，回到教会来纪念的，就是纪念他的死和复活了。
Otherwise we will forget.
否则的话，我们就会忘掉了。
Okay, so just keep this in mind as we read the word of God.
所以当我们读神的话的时候呢，我们要记得这个，神设立这一切都是让我们常常的去思想、回忆、想起他的话语。
Yeah, like our brother Jeet was saying that these feasts just became social occasions for socializing rather than spiritual meaning.
所以今天呢，就像刚才这个长老讲的呢，这样的节日呢，在今天的世界里已经变成一个社交的场合和日子了，已经失掉了它最初那个含义了。
In the Old Testament, it's called the Feast of the Lord or Feast of Jehovah.
你在旧约里呢，常常把这个日子叫主或耶和华的日子。
What John says, he calls it here that it was a Jews' feast. They had made it.Their feast, not the Lord's feast.
所以在这里经文上面说，约翰说呢，他们变成犹太人的节日了，而不是主或者耶和华的节日。他们没有再去庆祝主的带领，而在自己在庆祝自己了。
Just to underline what Jeet was saying, that it was just their own. They made it into their own feast.
就像 Jeet 刚才讲的，他们一下就把这个节日变成自己的欢庆、自己的高兴的节日了。
So we look there in verse 9.
我们继续往下看九节。
He told his brothers, you go up.
他跟他的弟弟们说，你们去。
He would go up, but not in association with them.
所以耶稣会自己去，但是不是跟弟弟一起去。
He stayed in Galilee.
他是还待在，那时候还待在加利利。
However, after verse 10, his brothers had left for the feast,He went up also.
对第十节说呢，等他弟兄上去以后呢，他也上去了。
Not publicly, but secret.
不是明去，是暗去的。
And the reason for that is that they were looking to kill him.
原因呢，就是当地的耶路撒冷的宗教领袖想要杀他。
So if he had gone up with his brothers, he might have been recognized.
因为他和他的弟兄一起去呢，他会被认出来。
He went up privately because he had.A very important message for the nation.
所以他暗暗的去呢，是因为他会有一个很重要的信息要去讲。
He had some teaching that they needed to hear.
因为他要在这祝棚节的时候讲一个特别重要的讲道。
And so that as you read this seventh chapter, we'll come to some of that teaching. There's a couple of extremely important things that he wants to convey to.The people up at Jerusalem.
所以我们这样的继续往下看呢，就会看见一些的教导哈，他想要传递给犹太人也传递给我们的。
The Jews were watching for him, though.
那个时候呢，犹太人真的就在找他。
Verse 11.
十一节。
Remember, this was supposed to be a time of thanksgiving, joy, a celebration of God's faithfulness.
我们要记得这样的节的背景可是感恩、庆祝、高兴、纪念这么一个背景。
And now God's greatest gift that He could possibly give to them, they were trying to kill Him.
但是呢，耶稣作为神最大的礼物，可能是神能给出来的所有礼物里面最最大的，来到了他们中间的时候呢，他们就想要杀他。
You know, it's very typical of man, isn't it?
这可是特别典型我们人的状态，对不对？
We like all the temporary benefits of living.
我们喜欢在生活生命中啊一切短暂的利益。
Young people take advantage of their strength and beauty.
那人呢，喜欢。像年轻人，他们喜欢年轻时候短暂的美貌和强壮。
They use it for their own benefit. They use these gifts, intellectual gifts or whatever gifts you might have, musical gifts or whatever. They use them for their own benefit.
然后他年轻人会用这一切的艺术呢，比方说音乐的天赋啊，其他的天赋啊。为了给他们自己的益处，在很短的时间里。
But rather than use it in the service of God, we use it in service for ourselves.
不是用来服侍神，而且我们用来给到自己的益处。
So the Jews, they liked all the temporary benefits.
那犹太人也一样，他们也喜欢一切短暂的好处。
They had a harvest, the ingathering. It was.One of the other names of this feast is called the Feast of Ingathering.
那他们这时候呢有一个节期，这个节期里呢，所有的收成都来了，所以这个节期也叫收成的节哈。
They reaped all the benefits of God's goodness to them.
他们因为所有的地上的谷物庄稼都是神的祝福了，他们把神的祝福全部收集起来了。
But the greatest gift that God could give us.Is the gift of Himself.
但是呢，神最大的礼物和祝福呢，他能给我们的就是他自己
了。Now why would God give His Son to die for us?
为什么神要把他的圣子赐下来替我们死了呢？
Why would He bother rescuing us?
为什么还会愿意来救我们这些人？
What purpose does it serve for Him?
那这个目的有什么呢？
I can understand my need, but I don't understand His need.
我能理解我的需要，我需要救赎，这是我的需要，但我没能理解他的需要。
What does God get out of all this?
那神为什么要做这一切呢？
Because love.
因为爱。
Love.
Love. Where does the love come from?
爱是从哪来呢？
From who?
God.
Yeah.God gets His own love.
God gave us His love.
Yeah, He gives us His love. That's true. But what does He get back?
神把他的爱给出来，他得着，他往回得着什么了呢？
He wants our love.
Keep going.
That's enough.
Very good.Love is a motive.
爱是里面那个动力哈。
God's love does not require any reciprocal action.
神的爱呢，它是没有任何附加的回应条件的。
It doesn't require it.
它不需要这样回应的条件，这就是真的爱。
When the writers of the New Testament wrote about God's love, they had to take the existing Greek word and they had to add a dimension to that word to give it an expanded meaning.
所以我们讲到爱呢，它需要用一个希腊词啊，然后在上面加一个 定义它的定语哈、啊，来解释的更清楚一些。
He adds a there's another dimension that is given to that word.
有一个其他的维度对于爱这个词的定义。
The word love in the Greek means a choice. There's different words that are used in Greek for love. But the word that's used there, agape, means I choose to love you.
所以在希腊文里面讲到爱这个词呢，它有好几个词。但是呢，圣经呢，它讲到神的爱的时候呢，它都是用当中一个词叫 agape 啊。agape 这个词呢，翻译过来呢，就是我选择去爱，是这么一个。
I choose of my will to direct all my effort to ensuring your well-being.
他说我选择用我的自由意志，在我的自由意志里，我做了个决定，我尽一切的努力来满足你的需要，来给到你益处。
Now, in human terms, we expect to be loved back.
在我们的爱的定义里呢，我们都是加了有回应的条件的。
Right?
对。
We expect to someone to recognize and to love us back.
我们都期望呢，别人认可我的付出，而且回应我的爱。
What happens if we show our love to somebody and they don't return that love?
假设我们显明了我们的爱给到某一个人，但他不回应怎么办？
Usually that love dries up.
一般来说呢，这种情形呢，这个爱就会枯竭了。
We can't seem to help it.
因为我没办法持续下去。
But God's love is not like that.
但神的爱不是这样的。
It doesn't change.
因为它是不变的。
As a matter of fact, in displaying His love, He went even further than just my well-being. He had to give Himself.As a sacrifice, so I might be saved.
所以到一个程度呢，他要把自己作为祭物献上了，以至于在这个情形我才能得救。
The greatest love that someone could demonstrate is to give your life for that person.
那最大的爱，他能够显明的，就是他把自己的生命给你了。
Does God require anything else in return?
神有没有希望得着什么东西作为回报呢？
Does he demand anything?
他有没有需要什么东西呢？
All he wants is a free will return.
他要的是在自由意志里自己心甘情愿的回应。
All God wants is for us to receive His love as He has given to it.
神只需要我们完全的自己愿意的接受他的救恩，他的爱。
So what does God get out of it? What does God get out of giving Himself to us?
那神从把他自己献出来这件事里，他得到什么呢？
What He gets is some being that appreciates him for who he is and worships him as a result.
他得到的是一些真正明白他救恩的人呢，在这样的明白里面愿意把自己作为回应献给他。
God can reveal who he really is.
神只是启示，把他自己启示给人，他是谁。
And can be appreciated for who he is, with free will.
也可以让人在自由意志里，来感恩，因着明白他是谁，来感恩。
What God gets is then true understanding of the objects of His grace.
所以神 要的呢就是真的
or by the objects of his grace true, the objects of his grace have true understanding who God is and can appreciate him for them
对所以要的就是他恩典的对象就是他把他自己给了这些人就是他施恩的对象这些施恩的对象在自己的自由意志里真的明白也完全的愿意不是被强迫的完全愿意的来感恩那这才是一个健康的爱的过程
and what that love does for us it inspires us to freely return that love that we have received
所以这样的爱对我们的影响是什么呢当我们越深的明白呢我们就会被这样的爱感动我们越深的愿意去感恩愿意去把自己献给他
so that what does God get he gets companions eternal companions that can understand and appreciate him for who he is
所以神最终得到了什么呢神最终在永恒里得着了真的明白也感恩的那些孩子和同伴
And should he not get all the glory?
他难道不应该得着那最大的荣耀吗？
The creator and the redeemer of mankind.
他既是创造主，又是救赎主。
You know, we read in the scriptures about all creation is going to praise him.
我们从圣经里读到，我们一切的受造物都应该赞美他。
But they don't have any choice.They're created things.
那被造的呢？他们其实没有什么选择，因为他们是就是被造的被动。
But we redeemed of the Lord, having received His love and His life, we can know Him and appreciate Him, and our thanksgiving and our praise is on a much higher level than all of other creation.
我们和其他一切受造物最大的区别就是我们是在神的形象和样式里完全的自由意志，所以我们可以选择拒绝，也可以选择接受。当我们因着接受，因着明白而接受而来的感恩呢？这样的感恩，这样的赞美，是远超过一切被动的感恩和赞美。
So, the Jews, we go back to our portion here, verse 11, it says, the Jews were watching for him and asking, where is that man?
所以十一节呢，正在节期，犹太人寻找耶稣，说他在哪里？
So, there are a number of different groups of people that we meet in the temple.
所以这里呢，在圣殿里，我们会碰到不同的类型的人。
First of all, we have his brothers in verse 10.
其实第一呢，我们在第十节看见他有他的兄弟哈。
Those are his brothers in the flesh.
对，肉身的兄弟。
Next, we read about the Jews in verse 11.
在十一节我们读到有犹太人。
The Jews are specifically referred to in the Gospel of John as the leaders, the Pharisee, the sect, the religious sect of the Pharisees, the teachers of the law. The leaders of the nation.
那这里呢，特别的，其实犹太人就是指着那些犹太的领袖啊，就是法利赛人呐、啊，就是宗教领袖啊，祭司啊。
And the Jews are the ones that wanted to kill him.
他们就是那些想要杀耶稣的人。
But there was in verse 12 we read about the crowds.
十二节我们还读到一种人叫众人。
Now we saw there that. Three times a year, all the males had to go up to Jerusalem for the three feasts.
我们在这里看见了一年三次，所有的男性都要上耶路撒冷。
And so, Jews from all over the world actually had traveled to this feast.
所以全球的犹太人啊，在那个时候他都会旅行。
In on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit was given. We read that there were 16 different languages that were spoken. That is, 16 different countries that many of these Jews had come from.
在使徒行传的一开始，我们看见圣灵在五旬节降下来，在门徒们身上，门徒们开始讲各地方言的时候呢，他提到了16种的方言在讲，16种就说明有16个国家的犹太人都来到了耶路撒冷。
So there are people in the crowd. The crowds are talking now about all the people, all the pilgrims that had come into Jerusalem.
那所以这里众人就相当于是全地的各地的来的犹太人哈，说不同方言的来耶路撒冷过节的犹太人。
There could be as many as a million people.
可能会有上百万人。
That's not many for China.
可能没有中国人那么多哈。
But there was a lot of people in a small area. 但是
想到耶路撒冷就这么大点地方，这个人数已经非常可怕了。
And so the Lord Jesus could come up secretly now with this number of people.
所以耶稣呢是悄悄的上去啊，因为大众的人都看不见，都不知道他在哪。
What was the chief topic of conversation?
那众人在一起在谈论什么呢？
The Lord Jesus.
就在谈论他了，就在谈论耶稣了。
He was the talk of the whole city.
所以整个城啊，在这个节期的时候呢，耶稣就是主全部的谈论的话题了。
The Jews were keeping a constant lookout for him.
那些犹太官长呢，就一直想要抓到耶稣来抓起来。
And the crowds as they came together, there was a widespread whispering.
那众人呢，其他的人呢，就想。就一直在议论哈，议论耶稣是谁。
They didn't talk out loud because they had heard that the Jews, the leaders, those people in charge, they wanted to kill him.
他们不敢大张旗鼓的谈，因为他知道官长是在抓耶稣的。
And if you were to talk out loud, you might get into trouble with the religious authorities.
那如果你大声的谈论呢，你可能会在。宗教领袖呢有些麻烦。
But that couldn't stop the people wondering where he might be.
因为这样呢很可能会阻止人啊去思想他到底是谁。
You know, could he be the Messiah?
他会是那个弥赛亚吗？
There would be people that had witnessed miracles.
因为有些人在这些人当中可是在过去三年看见过很多神迹的。
There were probably people there that day of the 5,000 men that had eaten of the bread that he had given.
也许那这里面就有人当中经历过耶稣喂饱了五千人啊，用五饼二鱼喂饱了五千人的神迹的。
And so there were some that were saying he's a good man.
所以有的人说呢，他是好人。
He seemed to be the topic of every conversation.
但是呢，大家私下谈论的时候呢，他就是那个话题了。
And others.They said, "No, no, no. He deceives the people."
那也有人说呢，不，他是迷惑众人的。
But no one would say anything publicly about him for fear of the Jews.
但是没有人明明的讲论他，因为怕犹太人。
And so, those a good man. How could he not be a good man?
好人，他难道不是好人吗？
He displayed his love and his compassion wherever he went.
不管到哪呢，他都显明他的爱。
Those that said he was a deceiver were probably themselves bad people, and he pointed out their sin.
那些说他是迷惑众人的人呢，很可能是因为耶稣的光啊，照亮了他们里面的黑暗，他们本身就是恶人，所以他们就拒绝光，拒绝耶稣。
If somebody tells the truth about them.The easy thing to do is to say they're lying.
所以当有人告诉他们真理的时候呢，最简单的方法就是说，他们说那个是假的，是谎言。
So he was a grand topic of this feast.
所以在这个节气里，他是那最重要的话题。
And verse 14
It's
when the crowds would be the greatest. It says not until halfway through the feast.Did Jesus go up to the temple courts and he began to teach?
在节期当中的时候呢，耶稣就到圣殿里开始教训人。
Now, I've got this tiny little picture.
我找到一张小图片，有点小。
It's pretty pathetic.
很可惜，这从网上下下来的时候有点小。
Come on, that's good.
title.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, this one.
Well, it's pretty pathetic.
他没想这图很小，他从下下来的时候很小。
I know you're very disappointed.
有点失望啊，凑合着看吧啊。
But there's an old painting of Jesus teaching in the temple.
那这是一个很老的画哈，是主题就是耶稣在圣殿讲道。
And it was the reason I chose this one.Is that it shows him standing by one of the pillars?
Because 这里这幅画主题呢，它是耶稣站在这个柱子中间。
And apparently that's what the rabbis would do. They would stand by the pillar in the temple, and people would gather around and teach.
一般来说，当时的犹太大拉比啊，就是那个讲经的老师，一般都是这么做。他们就是站在那个柱子旁边，然后众人围着他。
You have your pocket telescopes.Over there?
你们有没有望远镜啊？可以看一下。
You can see, but there's a crowd of people. Jesus is teaching there in the temple.
你会看见，大概就是这样，就耶稣站在柱子中，一群的人围着他。
Now he says here, the Jews, they were amazed.And asked, how did this man get such learning without having studied?
然后耶稣在讲道的时候呢，犹太人就开始稀奇了，说这人没有学过，就没有学过旧约圣经，怎么明白呢？
Now the Jews, as I mentioned, those included the scribes and teachers of the law.
因为这些犹太人哈，我刚才讲了，其实有特别定义的，就是那些律法教师、法利赛人、宗教领袖。
These were men.That had spent their lives studying the Old Testament scriptures.
这些是那群终其一生都在学习旧约圣经的那么一群学者。
Now, the worst thing in the world for you is to have a Jewish lawyer going after you.
你一生碰到最糟糕的一件事呢，就是如果有一个犹太律师想要告你啊，那你就惨了。
You know all the big.The big rich people, when they get into trouble, what do they do?
你知道那些有西方有钱的人，他们碰到麻烦的时候，你猜他怎么做呢
？It's Greenberg or Goldenberg or somebody, a Jewish lawyer is what they get.
他们会找一个什么什么 Berg 这个名字的犹太律师啊，替他来打理这麻烦。
The Lord Jesus was faced with a whole nation of Jewish lawyers.
所以这些呢，你可以。想象就是耶稣面对的是一大群的一整国的犹太律师来挑战他。
And they had a vast body of written material and commentaries on the Old Testament.
这些人可能面前摆的可是一大群一大堆的旧约的那些解经书啊，反正各种材料了，大学者嘛。
And they spent their days.Arguing this point and arguing this point and arguing another point.
他们可是整天就在争论圣旧约圣经的这个点那个点，这是他们非常熟悉的内容。
But when they heard the Lord Jesus teach,
但是当他们聚集起来听耶稣讲道的时候呢
，They were amazed.
他们非常吃惊。
They'd never heard anything like this before.
因为他们从来没有听过这样的道理。
Turn.To Matthew chapter 7, I believe.
我们看一下马太的七章哈。
Matthew 7, verse 28 and 29. 28. I'll get you.
二十八和二十九节，马太福音七章二十八和二十九节，耶稣讲完了这些话，众人都稀奇他的教训，也就是教导，因为他教训他们正像有权柄的人，不像他们的文士。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 28. You got it?
Yeah, I already read it.
Okay. He taught the crowds here on that occasion were amazed because he didn't.Teach like the teachers of the law.
所以这是通过众人的角度来反映的，因为 众人就是所有听他讲道的人，就这些人觉得呢，耶稣讲道跟以前他们碰到的律法教是不一样
的。Because the teachers of the law, they would use the authority of some famous scholar to back up their answers.
因为那些律法教师讲道呢，他们会找一些更有名的解经学者的话呢，来支持他们的观点，就是人做教导的方式。
As scholars normally do today, and in scholarly papers, you quote other authorities.
就像今天的所有的学者们也都是这么做的，在你的一篇论文里，你会引用很多的其他的根据，这些根据都是其他大家认可的学者来支持你的观点。
But the Lord Jesus, He said, "You've heard it read, but I say unto you." And He gave His teaching.
所以耶稣一般都是这么讲，他说你们写的知道经上是这么写的，但我现在要这么告诉你们，他是这么样一个开始的方式。
He spoke with authority and not as their teachers of the law.
所以耶稣的教导方式就像有权柄的人。
So they were amazed at this, at the way, the authority with which he spoke.
对他们非常吃惊，耶稣教导的以权柄教导这种方式。
Now, if they could have argued against him, they tried to.
如果哈，在这种场景下，文士、法利赛人他们可以挑战耶稣呢，他们一定会的。
But in every instance where they tried to trap him in his words, they failed completely.
但是每一次他们想在话语里、想在道理里呢，辩倒耶稣的时候呢，他每次都输。
He absolutely destroyed their arguments with a few simple words.
耶稣总是以一些简单的话哈，就立刻瓦解了文士和法利赛人在言语上的攻击。
He says the Jews were amazed and asked, "How did this man get such learning without having studied?"
这就是约翰福音我们刚才读到的，就是文士的观点说，他怎么知道，他怎么明白这些圣经的
？What they meant was, he hadn't studied in their schools.
所以没有学过的背景的意思呢，就是。耶稣没有在他们的教育体系里面，在他们的圣经的教育体系里面上过任何一天的课。
He hadn't been a disciple of one of their great teachers.
他耶稣没有成为犹太的法利赛人那个教导体系里面任何一个人的门徒。
The Lord Jesus had studied. He had spent. What do you think the Lord Jesus was doing on the first 30 years of his life.
那耶稣呢？你觉得他在前面三十年他在做什么？他三十岁出来服侍的。
Studying and communion with his father.
他在学习圣经，他在有跟他的天上的父是有交流的。
It's like us Christians, where do we get the understanding?
这就像我们今天的基督徒也是一样，我们今天。
Not from ourselves.
理解圣经从哪里来的？不是从我们自己来的。
We pray, Lord, teach me.
所以我们祷告说：“主啊，求你教导我。”
Teach me and show me your way.
把你的道路指给我们看。
And the author of this book will reveal to you the truth.
所以这本书的作者就是神自己了啊，他会把他的路呢显给我们看。
And that's what the Lord Jesus says here.My teaching is not my own.
所以这里耶稣就在十六节说呢，我的教导不是出于我自己的。
Was he not God?
他不是神吗？
Absolutely.
他当然是了。
But as man, he would demonstrate that he was completely dependent upon God.
但是他作为道成肉身的人呢，他要给我们做出这样的一个例子和榜样，他要全然的信靠天上的父。
As the perfect man, he would never act independently of God.
作为一个完全的人，他从来没有不在神的带领下自己行事。
So he says, "My teaching is not my own."
所以他说我的教训。
It comes from him who sent me.
乃是差我来者。
And then he gives a challenge.
所以他就给了一个挑战在这儿。
To you and to me.
给你给我的 十七节。
If anyone chooses to do God's will, he will know whether I speak on my own, whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own.
他说：“人若立志遵着他的旨意行，就是神的天父的旨意行，就必晓得这教训，就是耶稣讲的这些教导，或是出于神的，或是凭着耶稣自己讲的。”
That's a challenge today.
这是一个对我们的挑战呢。
This is one of those watersheds that the Lord Jesus always brings into His teaching.
所以这是一个分水岭啊，神耶稣总是把他的教导呢带到这样的一个分水岭上来。
Whenever the Lord Jesus appears.He always divides humanity.
每一次耶稣显明的时候，他总是把人性啊开始像分水岭一样分开。
A watershed, you know what a watershed?
你知道分水岭的原理是什么吗
？If you travel from here to Alberta, you climb up into the Rocky Mountains, and you'll reach a place. Near field, past field in BC, between field and Banff, there is a spot there where there's a pool of water, a small pool of water. And that water flows out both ways. One flows to the Pacific Ocean, and the other flows eventually.To the Arctic Ocean and then into the Atlantic Ocean.
所以，如果我们从这里啊去到那个班夫的路上呢，会有一个景点。这个景点呢是在洛基山脉里面哈、啊。那这个景点呢，它有是高在高处，它有个石头。这个石头前面呢是水流一直到这个石头这儿，在这石头这里开始分开，一部分呢往左走，一个往右走哈、啊。分开了以后，他们进入了不同的水域啊，一部分进到了，一边是进到了太平洋，一边最终进到北冰洋，然后从北冰洋去了那个大西洋。
So that this becomes a watershed.
这就是分水岭的意思，就水在这就开始分开了。
Those that believe, they will know. Those that don't believe.We'll never know.
那些愿意相信的人呢，他就知道这个教导是真的；那些不愿意相信的呢，他就不明白这个是真的。
You see, but
永远不会明白。
Spiritually, belief first, understanding second.
所以从灵里来说呢，你信了就看见了，而不是看见了才信。
That's God's way.
这是神的道理啊。
Because, think about it.
你想一想。
Salvation can be obtained by a simple child.
救恩可以从一个简单的一个孩子而来。
Or the greatest intellect that ever lived.
或者说呢，曾经有过的最聪明的学者。
Because they're spiritually discerned.They're not intellectually understood.
因为属灵的这个事情啊，不是靠着你的智力去分辨。
It doesn't mean to say that a powerful intellect cannot understand the facts.
这并不说呢，你的理智和智力呢，不能够去理解神的道，不是这个意思。
Sometimes a powerful intellect needs to know more facts before they can make a decision.
有的时候呢，你的智力需要更多的依据哈，证据来带领你做出决定。
But that in itself will never ever bring us into a relationship with God.
但是在这样的过程里呢，它永远到不了一个程度，能带你完全的来到神面前信靠他。
What brings all of humanity to the same level?
所以每一个人呢，他都在同样的一个水平面上。
Is faith first?Understanding second.
所以对不同的人，无论你是有知识没知识，他都是在这个水平面一样的。那你有信心的时候，你愿意相信的时候，你就明白他说的是真的。
A young child.
比如说一个小孩子，他也可以明白，他也可以接受。
A person with a very low IQ can believe.
一个智力哈、啊、不是特别好的人，他也可以相信，他也可以明白。
We can all believe.
我们每一个人都能明白。
But that's what the Lord Jesus is saying here. If you are willing to do God's will, then you'll know.
所以我们最好的方式呢，就是这边耶稣讲，你只要你愿意相信。愿意接受呢，你就知道他说的是真的。
It's the spirit of man that knows that inner being, that inner person, the spirit is what knows something is true or false.
是我们里面的灵啊，真正带着我们明白什么是真理的，是从里面出来。你不是从里面接受呢，你任何外面的。就劝服你的话呢，都不可能把你带到一个真实的接受和相信的地步。
But the human will is the gate, is the door. You open up your heart to the truth, and you will know.
所以人的心呢、啊，里面它就像一个自由意志，就像一扇门一样。你这扇门呢，当你愿意向真理打开的时候呢，你就知道这个是真理。
It's the door to human understanding, or to spiritual understanding. I mean, sorry.
所以这个门呢是，开向属灵的理解的，就是你的心愿意说，我就愿意真的要真理，你就能找到真理。
So there's the choice. He says here, the choice. If you're not willing to do God's will, then you'll remain in spiritual darkness.
就是你若不愿意呢，啊，你就没有办法得着，因为其实你不是在追求真理，你在追求自己肉体的情欲或者其他的，就是你其实并不是想要真理的时候，你就肯定不会明白真理。
But if you're willing to do God's will,
如果你想要神的心意，你想要真理的话呢
，spiritual understanding will be yours.
那你一定就能明白，你属灵的眼睛就一定能开，就能明白。
And so the Lord Jesus, that's what he says. He's up in the temple now, and he's teaching.
所以这就是耶稣的教导了哈。他在圣殿给了我们一个原则，其实就是一个让我们对客观的真理有一颗谦卑的心。
We'd like to continue next week, in this passage, and we'll continue on through the that. But that was the first thing that he wanted to teach.
那这是他第一件想要教导我们的，我们下周再继续。
Where his teaching was coming from?
就他的教导是从哪里来的
？And how we might know that it's true?
那我们怎么知道这是真理？这是一个很重要的原则。
So now I don't know. Do you want to close us in prayer?
Sure. 好，我们一起来做个结束的祷告。
You know, the Lord tells us not to lean on our own understanding, because our understanding of the world is what we've been taught in school.
这台还有一些话要讲啊，你等会儿啊
，sorry, yeah. So, anyways, that's why we must lean on the Word of God for the truth, because Jesus knew from the beginning. He created all things. He knew everything, even the language and the thought. He knew. He knew what people were thinking. He is God.So when people think they're too smart, they really aren't too smart.
Yeah.
Okay. So God says, "Faith. For by faith are you saved through grace, and that not of yourselves; it's the gift of God. God is the one who does the saving."
所以为什么神要我们的信心啊？信心其实是代表谦卑了。原因就是呢，假设你想神是一个创造万有的神，他在万有以先他就明白一切的话。他是绝对真理啊，我们是相对的，我们明白的远不如他。若是这样的话呢，你把自己绝对化，你要去判断，你要去分辨呢，其实你就很容易陷到骄傲的坑里。那他要启示你，你才能明白的话，就需要你的在真理的谦卑的心上要配合，否则的话你就不能明白这道理。这就是这句话的意思，你总是要对真理有谦卑的心，你才能明白真理，这跟科学的精神是一致的。
Without faith, it is impossible to please God. We must come to Him by faith.
对，所以圣经还有一个地方说呢，人若非有信哈，不能得神的喜悦，就是这个道理。 我们一起来祷告。
Our loving Father, we thank thee for the lessons that you brought before us here. And Lord, we thank thee again that the gift of God is available to all of mankind, even from a little child who can understand that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
父啊，谢谢您啊，您的话语赐给了我们每一个人，无论是有智慧的还是孩子因为我们每一个人都来到您的面前，为要明白您赐下圣子为我们死在十架上，叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生。
So our Father, we thank thee again for our Lord Jesus who laid down his life that we might have life and have it more abundantly.
主啊，我们要谢谢圣子基督，他为我们舍了这生命，这样让我们可以得着生命，而且得得更丰盛。
We thank thee, our Father, that he said that I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me.
我们也谢谢基督，因为他说他是道路、真理和生命，没有人不借着他可以到父那里去。
So our Father, we pray thee to help us to live a life of faith, not seeing things but believing that thou artOur Redeemer, and Thou art the one who takes care of us and leads and guides us every day.
主啊，谢谢您，求您真的让我们明白我们若不借着耶稣基督，我们就不能够有这样的信心，也不能够明白这些真理。
Bless each and every one that's here, Lord, and that they might understand more and more of the lovely wonders of Thy great love.
主啊，也求您祝福我们在座的每一位，让我们一天一天的更加明白。更加也愿意接受从神而来那无限的爱。
We give thee all these things and we commit ourselves into thy hands in the precious name of our wonderful Savior.
我们这样的祷告，我们也把自己一切的心思意念全都交在我主耶稣基督的手里，奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.